Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 69 of Ask Pat. I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. I want to thank FreshBooks for sponsoring today's show. FreshBooks, if you don't know what it is, it's the best cloud accounting software that you can use in your business, no matter what level you're at, to organize your finances, to create professional-looking invoices, track your time, capture expenses, and get real-time business reports with just a couple of clicks. I only wish I started with it sooner. I started with an Excel file, and it didn't work out, so I was glad to have FreshBooks on my team after. If you go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How'd You Hear About Us section, you'll get 30 days for free. Now, let's get to today's question from Tracy, which is about WordPress themes.
Hi, Pat. My name is Tracy, and I have been listening to your Smart Passive Income podcast for about 6 months, and I'm so happy that you started this Ask Pat podcast as well, because just can't get enough of your information, and I think you're great, and I really appreciate everything you do for us. I am looking to finally launch internet marketing business, and I'm interested in what WordPress theme you use for your Green Exam Academy website. I'm looking to start something similar for those interested in the PM exam, and would be interested in how you chose the theme and what theme you use for that website in particular. So thank you so much for answering, and I look forward to your response. Take care.
Tracy, thank you so much for your question, and thank you for being an awesome listener. And congrats to you on the launch or future launch of your website. The exam sort of study guide helping professionals industry is really good. There's a lot of people out there looking to spend money to advance in their career, obviously, and that is something that helped me when I first started my first online business at greenexamacademy.com. Now, that theme, the design of that website, which is built on the WordPress platform, went through a number of different iterations. I started out on just a basic free WordPress theme that you can actually find in the WordPress theme repository. If you go start a WordPress site, if you go to appearance in your settings, you can search for different themes. And I started with one of those, and it was like that for a year and a half. And I think the reason I mention that is because I don't want you to think that the theme is the most important thing on your website. I mean, it is important, and obviously you want the design to be easy to navigate and very friendly and welcoming and have the things that you want on it to serve your audience and also make money at the same time. However, the most important thing is that you just get started and you get content on your site and you start to build an audience and trust and authority with that audience right away. And, you know, I didn't have an amazing looking site to do that. I had content that people needed. So that's first and foremost the most important thing I want to mention, because a lot of times people get so hung up on trying to find the perfect theme that they never get started at all. And all that time when they were looking for the perfect theme, they could have been creating content that would actually provide value and build an audience and build a relationship and help spread the word of that website that you can improve later. I mean, that's the most important thing. You just want to get something that works. And there's a lot of free WordPress themes out there that work. There's a lot of premium WordPress themes out there that work. Some built on, you know, sort of mid-section or mid-level type platforms like Thesis or PageLines or StudioPress and things like that. But there's also other sites like ThemeForest.net and what's the other one? WooThemes, WOOThemes, WooThemes is a great one. You can download, you know, anywhere between $30 and $200 a premium theme that might fit the need of your audience. And to tell you the truth, the Green Exam Academy theme that you see now was custom built. And it was built in the way that I wanted it to be built to serve my audience in the way I wanted to serve them and provide that information to them to help them pass that exam. So it's not a theme that is available right now. It's not for sale anywhere, at least that I know. I know a number of people who have gone to other developers and said, hey, I want a theme that sort of mimics this style or this layout, and they don't copy it, and you shouldn't copy it the exact same way. It's my intellectual property, but you can use the same structure, and you can use it as inspiration to definitely create a site that you want to create that will serve your audience, Tracy, and anybody else out there listening. The company who built that is Blazer6.com. They run out of Texas. They're awesome. Brady and Brody are the two guys who work for that company. If you hit them up again, Blazer6.com. Tell them I said hi, and that I'm on this, and that I mentioned them in this episode. I actually haven't talked to them in a while. I hope they're doing okay. But yeah, they did a great job, and I told them exactly what I wanted to see. They drew out some sketches. I drew out some sketches, and then we kind of met in the middle, and that is what you see, again, at greenexamacademy.com. It's a beautiful site. It looks very nice, and it's very functional. I think that's the most important thing, is it's very functional. It primarily shows a lot of the products and services that I offer on that site, from practice exams to study guides. Actually, I don't provide any services, but I do link to people who are providing services on that site, practice exams and classes and things like that. And those are the things that I highlighted. As you can see at the very top, there's a link to my Green Exam Academy book, or my lead Green Associates handbook. And there's a lot of things on the left-hand side, because people read from left to right. So I wanted the most important things on the left-hand side underneath the navigation bar, which is the study guides and the practice exams and the classes or continuing education. And those things are the most important things. And those things I know over time are the things that make me the most money. In the middle, I wanted a section to just show anybody who's brand new to the site to help them find their way around. So that's the kind of structure and the reason why that site looks like the way it does. It's obviously designed very well. Again, those guys at Blazer 6 did a great job as far as color scheme and layout and navigation and things like that. But again, there are themes out there that might be perfectly suited for what you're trying to do, Tracy. But again, just to say, you know, the theme isn't the most important thing. You can always work toward getting a custom theme. And I think everybody should work toward that eventually. I would start with a sort of template that's out there that may be something you want to buy, so that's not just freely available for everybody, but it is premium and it does the job. It's SEO optimized and all that good stuff. But then over time, as you start to maybe generate and build an audience, and you foresee a product launch in your near future, and you might have some money to invest, or maybe you're making money already and you can invest it back in your site, which is what I did. I reinvested a lot of the money I made back into the site and designed it the way I wanted it to be designed. And it wasn't until after I had made over six figures on that site that I designed it. So I didn't need the design you see now in order to make a lot of money. I guess that's the big thing I'm trying to say. So anyway, Tracy, I hope that answers your question. Thank you so much for it. An Ask Pat t-shirt will be headed your way. And again, best of luck to you in the launch of your site for the project management exam. That's a great industry. I know a lot of people who are serving that industry as well. And, there's always room for more, as long as you can bring your own style and unique spin to it and your unfair advantage. So Tracy, best of luck to you. If any of you listening have a question you'd like potentially answered here on the show, and also you might be able to get a t-shirt as well, head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page and see all the other 68 episodes before this one. I want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. Again, if you go to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section, you'll get access to FreshBooks for 30 days for free. And it's awesome also because you can use it on anywhere, like your mobile apps or your iPads and, you know, your tablets and phone, whatever. It's awesome and it works seamlessly with all those things. And again, if you're running any sort of business online, you really want to make sure you get your finances down so you can stop worrying about all that stuff and start worrying about, you know, providing value like we talked about in this episode. So thank you, FreshBooks, for that. And as always, I'm going to end with a quote. And interestingly enough, this is a quote from Charles Darwin. And that quote is, "It is not the strongest of the species that survive, nor the most intelligent, but the one most responsive to change." And I love this quote because, I mean, obviously he's talking about evolution and things like that, but I think that directly is in parallel with how we run our businesses. It's not the strongest business. It's not the business that has the most money, or it's not the smartest business. Actually, the smartest business is the one that knows how to adapt to the situations around them. It's the one who reacts the best to the situations that happen. So keep that in mind, and all the best to you. Cheers, thank you, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Love you guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.